And lastly, we have a report from Director Black, I believe. Go ahead, read it. Sorry.
From the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, an informational report regarding the department's reorganization. This item is also informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Black. Mr. Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to present this issue. The Parks Department is seeking the opportunity to develop and implement a staffing plan for 2011 that creates more efficiencies within the Parks Department, more appropriately allocates workload, and assures the retention of key department personnel. This will allow us to provide a higher level of service to the public and to assist us in fostering and expanding our partnerships with public and private friends groups, thus increasing our revenues in the department. Org charts have been provided to the all committee members. Phase one has gone through the finance and personnel committees, and I've explained a lot of these transactions to most of the board members, and so I guess I would be open for questions.
Questions of Mr. Keegan. Supervisor Jurczyk?
Well, I think Director Black is extremely successful, and I think I certainly want to respect her master plan and the way she has structured her staff. I can't help but notice, however, that the South region of 55 parks far exceeds all the other regions, and I continue to be concerned about that. I just don't know that resources are fairly spread, and I'd like to hear some reassurance that we are getting good service throughout.
Chairman, Supervisors, again, I'm having flashbacks to Supervisor McHugh. He would bring that up, and he would look at all of the different allocations of, you know, our personnel and resources. I actually think that how we handled this spring and coming into it, given every spring that we call it grass wars, etc., how well we've done throughout the system. And I would attribute that to the team once again. And we're very fluid. I mean, even though you have an org chart, if you know how our team works, we go where we need to go. So it may be on paper that it may look a certain way, but you know when we have special events and things like that, that the whole team is very targeted on where we need to go. So I'm proud of what we've done so far this year, given the limited resources. But at the end of the day, you know that that's all we have to work with. And even a conversation on the way over here this morning, Mr. Birch, if I may, has also worked in Waukesha County Parks and other areas and seen a lot of different park systems. And his comment was the amount of work that we get done with the amount of people that we have is it's a testament to how passionate my team is about what we provide to the community. So we'll continue to look at the division of labor and try to make sure that it's equitable and that how we manage the properties are as well.
Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am concerned about something with our Parks Department, and this isn't the first time I've sort of looked into this and thought about it very thoroughly. And I guess I'm curious to know, in particular to staff and how we hire at the parks, and just in general looking at the diversity and how do we fix that problem and how do we maintain diversity at the Parks Department, because I know we just had African-American male there probably a couple months ago. I'm not sure when he left, but abruptly he was gone, and I'm not sure, you know, what interacted, because I haven't talked to this person, so I don't know at all. But and another issue has come to me in regard to staff and minority staff and so on and so forth. And I guess I would like to see, you know, more minority staff in leadership roles at the parks and being more engaged. And just also, what efforts are being made to retain them? Because I don't see that happening, and I'm just curious what's going on there.
Director Black.
Yes, sir. Chairman, Supervisors, I speak at a lot of different national conferences, and so I'm open to this question because it's come up over and over again. I think that I have looked at that issue of minorities in the environmental field very holistically. And as opposed to trying to fix isolated hires, I'm trying to do it in a big, inclusive, long-lasting solution. And when you look at what we're doing with the urban ecology centers, that's really where it starts. And I said I wanted to have 10 urban ecologies in 10 years. We're on our third, and hopefully we'll be on our fourth, fifth, and sixth. And, you know, Ken Leinbach gets a little not frustrated with my ambition, but we're getting there. But if you take the kids that are coming through that program, and then you look at what we're doing with the Milwaukee Conservation Leadership Corps, with Johnson Controls and that group, there were probably the first year, there were 50 jobs, and we had 1,000 inner-city kids that wanted those jobs. We've expanded that to, it's our seventh year now. I could be wrong, I don't have all the facts with me, but and now there's probably been over 1,000 kids that have gone through that program. Some of those kids have gone all the way to Stevens Point and gotten scholarships in the environmental field. So when you look at the long-term solution, there are many different cities in the country that want to emulate what we're doing, and I'm very, very proud of that. So when people say, how come the numbers aren't there, I don't want to blame anybody, but when you come down to some of the other positions, what I'm trying to do is bring everybody through so there's a pool of people, long-lasting, that'll work in the environmental fields. So a long time, you don't meet a kid in the inner city that grows up and says, I want to be a forester. It's just not in there. But with what we've been able to do, it's in there. There's those kids that are coming through it, and that's the long-term solution to sustain a diverse workforce in my department. On the onset of the other one, that's kind of a personnel issue, and I shouldn't discuss it, but he left on his own. That had nothing to do with anything else. The other part is the recruitment side of it. When there is a position that's open in HR, and I think all of you knowing what goes on with the HR department and our recruitment of personnel and what have you, you know, we get those lists of 10 names. And that's what we get to pick from. So if there's no diversity on that list of 10 names, I can't do anything about it. Civil service rules, I mean, I just can't. So if anybody's passionate about having a diverse work group, it's us and our department working with all of these other entities and actually being somewhat of a model in the country. So I'm very proud of it. Are the numbers there yet? No. But are they going to get there in a long-term, sustainable way? Yes.
Thank you.
Supervisor Sanfilippo, then Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll take this opportunity to put out an idea that I had put out 2 years ago that didn't get any traction along these lines, and that is the board appropriates $125,000 every year for the Men of Color Task Force, and 2 years ago I suggested that we take that money and use it as kind of a youth training program in the parks, specifically in the Parks Department. Transfer that money to the parks because we're getting double bang for our buck. We'd be getting the training that we're looking for, job training that we're looking for from the program, plus we'd be getting work done in our parks where we desperately could use the work. So maybe somebody will take that idea and look into it a little farther and run with it.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on the comment about HR. We did just finish our strategic plan on the employee policy piece, and HR was a big part of that. And hopefully it's going to come to the full board meeting, but we would like the new HR director, and if he so chooses, to even hire an outside consultant to really revise the whole review of the HR department. I think that is critical in county, and I hope my colleagues will support that. That's like the facility piece. We need to review our personnel piece as well and kind of rebuild the whole way we're going to look at that.
Chairman, supervisors, this is out of school, but I couldn't agree with that more. When you look at the massive retirements and everyone that's gone now, even if we only fill half of those positions, with who we're going to fill them with and how we recruit that talent, it's paramount right now, and not just for my department. I think every department head would concur.
Further questions?
And finally, don't forget there's Pedal in the Park with Pat on,
okay.
on Thursday night.
Pedal in the Park with Pat.
And I do need to talk to you after the meeting.
And I would like to take a moment to acknowledge the presence of Sherry Briscoe, our chair of the Parks Advisory Commission, and has taken time to be with us today and make sure she is current. on current on parks issues. Thank you. I just wanted to acknowledge your presence here today, Sherry. That said, thank you all for your participation. There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.